Psalm 69, verse number 14 and 15. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, and 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I'm sure you caught that word deep in our scripture reading in both of them. Two completely different deep things. One is the deep things of God, and the other is the deep trouble and the deep things that want to drown us. God wants us to go deeper. Before we go deeper, sometimes God has to dig deep into us and get a hold of things. So that's what I want to preach along those lines tonight, is about how that God can take our deep things, our deep trouble, get us out of deep waters, and then take us deep in Him. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies and songs and everything that we've heard up to this point. As we need you, Lord, in this time, as we need you, Lord, as we stand before your people to anoint us, touch us with fresh oil from the throne. Open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. As far as a fancy sermon tonight or something really that's even lined out, I have to admit I don't really have that tonight. But I have something that has been on my heart for weeks now and for a long period of time. Deep waters. He said, deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, he says. Neither let the deep swallow me up. There are things that we face in our life that our mom and daddy cannot get us out of. They're too deep. There's things that our children face and will face that we cannot pull them out of. It's too deep. It takes the hand of God. It takes the mighty power of God. We can't save anyone, and I know that we realize that tonight. We have no power in ourselves to save anyone, deliver anyone, heal anyone. Here in Psalm 69, he brings up this word deep, amen, at different times through here in this chapter. And for the sake of time, I won't read it. But David is praying in his affliction. He's praying, amen, against his enemies in this chapter over and over. He brings out the waters of affliction. I don't know why David likens his trouble unto deep waters. I don't know why he likens it to water floods or a flood that overflows him. But David, over and over in this chapter, is bringing out deep, how that it's deep. You know that sometimes we can make a cover. Amen. We can hide it. We can, you know, we can make it seem like it's just fine. just maybe like a pool or something seems so wonderful, but down deep, you don't know what's down deep in there. Amen. I don't know what's deep in the heart of every individual tonight, just like you do not know what's deep in my heart. Now I know that many times those things make to the surface, and God has a way of bringing deliverance that way. Amen. To bring it to the surface. I know sometimes it might be embarrassing. It might be humiliating for us, you know, for things to come out or different things, but it's really the mercy of God that brings things out, really. You know that the Bible said some men's sins are open beforehand, amen, and others, amen, are going before them to the judgment, are open beforehand, going before to the judgment, and others follow them after. I want my sins to go before to the judgment instead of following me. What he's saying there is some people and some men, amen, their sins are known and they're gone on to the judgment, and others you never know, amen, but in the end the judgment comes and we must let God bring things out. It's important for us to learn a very important, amen, thing in salvation, that is confession. Now I know that we've got away from that, and I know that it's been abused in some ways, and I don't believe that anybody gets saved by confessing to me. You don't get saved by confessing to the preacher. You don't get saved by confessing to the Pope. You don't get saved by confessing to Mary. You don't get saved by confessing to a priest. There's no salvation that comes through man, but the Bible tells us to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another. And it is very important for us to realize that a part of salvation is confessing. We must confess our sins for him to forgive us, amen, and to deliver us. We must repent, which is turning our back on us. So I'd like for y'all, amen, to pray with me tonight and pray for me that the Lord would help. You know, this is something that I really would like to preach, and I have a burden on my heart to preach it tonight, but I don't know really how to preach it because I don't know what the deep things are that everybody faces. It's so much easier to come in here and preach on things, you know, or preach about something that you might know or you might feel or whatever. Hey, remember, when God deals with you just to preach about something deep, amen, only God can reveal it. Only God can reach down in there. But those deep waters, those deep sins, those hidden things, those things that's way, way down in there, nobody knows but God. Nobody sees but God. Nobody can ever touch them but God. What about those pains? What about those, amen, those disappointments? What about those hurts? What about that confusion that's way down? It's past the smile. It's past the clothes. It's past what we see on the surface. Amen. It's past the necktie and the suit. Amen. It's even past the testimony many times, friend. Amen. It's that hurt that's way down in there. Way down deep in the heart of an individual. Amen. And God wants to deliver us out of the deep waters. Amen. Let's go to the other side just briefly and talk about this right here. The deep things of God. The Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. Many times, and I know we realize this, we don't scratch the surface at what God has for us. Give me just a little bit here. We've been messing around with this since Kids Crusade, and I don't think got it back right, so hopefully I won't blow your eardrums out, and I can get me just a little bit of monitor. But we don't even scratch the surface at what the things of God. It's talking about heaven. Talking about seeing that light. We was talking about the other day. Amen. About heaven. When we go to heaven, what are we going to know? What are we going to see? What are we going to, you know? And, you know, there's no way we'll ever understand it all. There's no way we'll ever be able to know it all about it. But the Apostle Paul said that he knew a man, he's talking about himself, that ascended up into heaven. Amen. And it was so real to him, he didn't even know if he was in the body or out of the body. He said, he said there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he said, I knew a man, what was it, 12 years ago, he said, that ascended up into the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body. And he said, he heard things, talking about himself. He said, they're not even lawful to utter. You think about that. He heard things up there in heaven that he couldn't even speak. He couldn't even utter them. And the Bible tells us, you're talking about deep things of God, the things of God, amen, that can be revealed, those deep things of God. Are we going to know one another in heaven? Well, amen, Peter, James, and John knew Moses and Elijah. Now, how did they know Moses and Elijah? If Moses and Elijah walked in this church right here, how would you know there's Moses and Elijah unless they had a sign or a name tag like they wore at the Kitsch Crusade? You know, Moses. And then here comes another guy in, Elijah. Oh, that's Moses and Elijah. Well, is it Moses Rodriguez or Elijah Smith, or who is it? But they knew that it was Moses and Elijah. Why? Because in heaven we're going to know one another, and I believe that it's a God-given knowledge that I cannot explain. I just believe that. I believe we'll know. Of course, we'll look different. We'll be different, I believe. Amen. But we'll know one another. It's a God-given knowledge. God is almighty, and He can reveal it unto us. But what is the things of heaven? The Bible said, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them, amen, that love Him. The deep things of God, the wonderful things of God, the experience of salvation is just a scratch the surface of what God has for an individual. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, the sanctified life and sanctification in our life, the work of the Spirit in our life, amen. God wants to take us deeper and deeper and deeper. Somebody wrote a song and said, deeper yet I pray, higher every day, wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Amen. God wants to take us deeper. Amen. And for God to take us deeper, He's got to get way down deep in our heart. He's got to get way down deep. Amen. If we could just ask the Lord to help us right here just a little bit. Amen. Ask the Lord, amen, to help us and move. Would you just lift your hand? I believe God would like to speak to us. Pray for me one more time. Lord, touch us right here and help us. I pray, God, that You'd speak to our hearts. I pray, God, that if there's someone here that You'd like to really help tonight, God, somebody maybe baptized in the Holy Ghost, somebody You'd like to heal tonight, Lord, somebody You'd like to do something in our life, maybe somebody that has a deep hurt, maybe somebody has a deep pain, maybe somebody has a deep confusion, God. Maybe somebody has a deep sin, Lord, that's hidden. I pray, oh God, that Your greatness would reach down into the hearts of every individual in this place. We cast out every hindrance, Lord. We cast out every spirit, Lord, of hindrance in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to us, God, in a great way. And we thank You for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you feel the presence of the Lord here tonight? Hallelujah. Don't you feel the greatness of God? Hallelujah, Jesus, let's be sensitive, amen, to what the Lord would have us, amen, to do in this service. I don't know how long I'll preach. I don't have a whole lot, amen, but God wants to speak to us tonight. I do believe that. He said, deliver me out of those deep waters. Think about those deep hurts and those deep disappointments, amen, in the lives of individuals that comes to a place with us and God, amen, that we have to overcome. We have to let God reach down way down deep. He goes past the surface. He goes past what we see. You know, I'm sure there's fishermen here and they've got what they call topwater jigs. Amen. They'll throw them right out on top of the water and they'll fish right on top of the water. Amen. Then there's other times they'll sink it all the way to the bottom. Then other times they'll have a cork or a bob or whatever you want to call it and they'll put it about halfway. Amen. I believe the Lord wants to go all the way, way down to the bottom tonight. I think sometimes we come in church right here and we're just like fishing on the top water. We're just splashing right around on the top of the water. Amen. And I know I've had many blessings of God in His blessed sunshine. Amen. But there have been times, and you have too, when I've come in church, I've praised God, I've worshiped the Lord, and I went right out that door, and there was still a deep, amen, there was a deep hurt, there was a deep confusion, there was a deep struggle, there was a deep something way down there. No, I didn't testify about it. No, I didn't tell nobody about it. No, probably nobody knew. Amen. But God and His Spirit knew. And there have been other times when I've come to church. Amen. And God reached way down, way down. I'm talking about way down. Y'all know I'm talking about way down in my heart. Amen. And touched a part of me. Amen. That I knew nobody else knew about. Hallelujah. I knew nobody else ever knew it was there. What was it? God was reaching deep
way down. There's not a place God can't reach. Amen. He holds the earth in the hollow of his hand. He measures the heavens. Amen. With his hand. Amen. Holds the water in his hand. He formed the earth with his hands. Amen. There's not a place God can't reach. He can reach way down in our heart. Whether it's telling a woman at a well, go call your husband. I don't have no husband. Yeah, I know you got five husbands. Amen. Whether it's telling her, amen, I know all about you. I know everything you've done. I know what you've done. Amen. Whether it's looking at scribes and Pharisees, say, why are you reasoning in your heart? Amen. Because Jesus knew what was in the heart of man. And he knows right here at Old Past Tabernacle. Amen. We talk about language barrier. Amen. The Holy Ghost. There is no language barrier with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've said in services where I never understood a word unless I asked my interpreter, what did they say? And yet I felt the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Felt the glory of God. Amen. I remember one time, I'll just tell this real quick. Amen. I was in a service and I couldn't understand what was going on. I didn't know anything that was going on. It was first when I traveled a little bit, just there at the beginning, probably one of the first times, you know, in a foreign country, for sure, way over in Africa. And I couldn't understand anything that's going on in this little service, just a side service. And I couldn't understand it. Man, I felt the Holy Ghost come in that place. I didn't know what was going on, but I felt the Holy Ghost while I was worshiping God. And this man that I've never seen before, never seen him since, other than that meeting, you know, I don't know him. I don't know who he is. This preacher come over there. Amen. Laid his hands on me and prayed for me, and I got a touch from God. I couldn't understand what he was saying until he got the interpreter and told me, amen, a couple things. He told me, said I was going to travel and go a couple places or whatever, you know. Amen. Felt like he was prophesying to me there. Whatever, I didn't know that man. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, language is a great barrier for us, but it is no barrier for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if we let the Holy Ghost have his way, amen, God can do it tonight. Amen. God can do something wonderful and great. Hallelujah. You talking about heaven and people, you know that in heaven there'll be people from every kindred and every nation and every tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. Every language and every people and every tongue and every kindred of the world is going to be in heaven. And John said, I saw a number that no man could number. Amen. Of every nation. Hallelujah. Amen. The deep things of God. Amen. Somebody could be here tonight that God wants to reach way down deep. I'm not talking about something shallow. I'm not talking about just something small. Amen. I'm not just talking about chill bumps or, you know, this, that, or the other. Amen. Even though sometimes that comes with it. I'm talking about complete deliverance from God. Amen. That reaches way down in the hearts of an individual. Amen. And does something deep in our heart from God. The deep waters. He cried out to God. He cried out to him. He said, deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. You see, in this deep time, or in these deep troubles, a lot of times we want to shield it more instead of crying out. We want to hide it more instead of crying out. He said, deliver me out of the mire. Verse 13, as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation. Deep. Psalms chapter 42 actually goes right along these lines. When he's talking about the heart panteth after the water brook and thirsting for God. He said, tears have been mine meat night and day. He said, I prayed in the night. Amen. Poured out my soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And he says in verse number 7, deep calleth unto deep. You know what he's saying? He's saying, amen, God's deep calls unto my deep. My deep calls unto God's deep. Amen, at the noise of thy water spouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Amen, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, my prayer unto the God of my life. Amen. God knows everything about us. God knows everything about every individual. He knows everything about every person. Can we just pray one more time right here? I know. I just feel it. Feel like God wants to do something. I'm just feeling. So let's just pray right here. I know I need a lot of prayer. Lord, help us tonight, Jesus. Touch us. Would you lift your hand? Ask the Lord to help us, God. This Sunday night service is very important to you, God. God, I know you would like to help us, Lord. Even if that means me getting out of the way, Lord, I don't have to preach tonight, God. Even if that means me stepping back, God, I don't have to. Lord, I'd like for you to move in our midst tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Deep calls unto deep. God's calling unto us. He's saying, I want to take care of that. Hallelujah. I want to take care of that. It was some time back that there was this couple that had been in this church and saved, and then they're not now, but they was had backslid and a lot of things had happened, but they had decided, amen, to get a divorce. The husband did not want a divorce, and he was fighting against it, and she had moved on. She had completely moved on. Was with living in, with another man, all kinds of stuff. He did not want divorce, even though he wasn't saved at this time. He did not want to, and so she really put the pressure on him, and her lawyer putting the pressure on him to agree to these things, and just, you know, they was just doing a normal, you know, she just wanted to get it over with and go, and so he made the agreement that he would sign and agree to it and agree to all these things if they would come and sit down in my office for one hour, talk to Brother Sam. So, you know, that was the way it was. So you got to understand, they came in to talk to me, and the only reason she was there, they had been gone for probably a year or more from the church, if not even longer than that. And the only reason she is sitting in my office was because he told her, I will not sign, I will not agree to this divorce unless you agree to go to talk to Brother Sam for 1 hour. And you're talking about a bad thing. She didn't even want to be there. She didn't want to talk about nothing. She didn't want anything, you know. But here we go. And the Lord helped us, and that 1 hour turned into 4 hours. And, you know, but I said all that to say this. We began to talk, and I'm not a, you know, licensed counselor. I don't know a whole lot. I don't hardly know nothing. Amen. About all I know is that I don't know nothing. So we're sitting in there, and I'm trying to, you know, see what we can do, see if we can help, and just praying. And you know, it seems like we had fasted and prayed some or whatever. But we got to talking, and I felt like the Lord wanted me just to dig, you know. And here she was. She didn't want to talk. She didn't want to be there. She didn't want to sit there and look at that clock. But she knew, you know, she had to be reasonable. So we got to talking. We kind of got it going, you know. You know, and y'all may not know, but, you know, there's a lot of things go on that sometimes holler and screaming. Think, man, I'm going to get in the middle of this. I'm going to get beat up right here. But kind of, you know, it got pretty rough or whatever. And so we got to going and realized that there was something really, really major in her life. And, I mean, we just got to digging. And, I mean, it was really the Holy Ghost got to dig. And one time she was filled with the Holy Ghost and sang beautiful. Amen. But we got to digging in her life. And you know where we ended up? We ended up a 12-year-old girl, amen, being, you know, messed with by a family member. That's where we ended up. And it took us several hours to get there, but that's where we got. And we was bawling, crying, the Spirit of God was in that room. I'm telling you, amen, we got right there, that little girl. I mean, she's, what, 40 years old, maybe 50 now, 35, 50, I don't know, somewhere up in there. She's older than me, 15, 20 years older than me, Sister Bethany. But she, you know, we got, that's where we ended up. What was it? It was deep. It was way down there. We never knew. You would have never known, but that's where we ended up. And I want you to know, amen, she didn't let God deal with it. She did not let God. Amen. It was God tried to work that, and I thought we was going to be able to work it out. But God reached way past everything anybody could ever imagine in that lady's life. And got all the way down to that deep, deep, deep. And tried to his best to help. And that's the kind of the way I feel tonight. I know that I'm stumbling around. I don't want y'all to feel like I'm blaming y'all tonight. But I kind of feel that tonight, that God wants to reach deep, deep, deep. He wants to go past all of this surface stuff that we can blame and throw around. He wants to go past all of these other things. Amen. Just for the sake of me telling it tonight, I remember sitting there. I've never forgot it. Don't think I ever could forget it. The time was up. We had been there way over an hour. We got to this point. We was bawling, crying, all of these different things. And we got here. Amen. And I simply said, amen, do you think, is there any way you can forgive that person? My friends, it was just like a bomb went off in that room. And the meeting was immediately over. Amen. What is it? God wanted to reach way down in that heart and get that deep thing that had been covered, that her husband had been married to, I think, 18, 20 years and knew nothing about it. Amen. Way down deep past all that. Amen. And I realize so many times, amen, we can have fancy cars, we can have nice houses, we can have good jobs, we can even sing in the choir, we can do all these things. And yet way down deep in the heart of an individual, there is a problem. Now, friend, I come tonight to preach to you. Amen. And I want the Lord to help me. Amen. God has something way deeper than your deep. God has something way greater than anything we could ever imagine. God has something far more, amen, spectacular than holding on to a secret sin or a hidden thing that is in our life or in our heart. Amen. The psalmist here said, deep calleth unto deep. At the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. God is able to reach down into the depths of the heart of man. He always takes care of the problem. He always goes past the surface. Now, I'm not saying that you got to get up in this microphone, amen, and tell your deepest, darkest secret. But I'm telling you, it's time to come to an altar and tell God that deepest, darkest secret. I'm not here to tell you, you've got to, amen, tell us what your deepest hurt is. That thing that you may have never been able to overcome. That thing that, amen, maybe that knife or whatever it is that cuts so deep and hurts us so bad and disappoints us. And every time we look at something good, you know, there's times we can have something bad happen in our life, and every time we look at something good, the good actually make us remember the bad. Somebody can have a bad marriage and they see somebody that's happy, and instead it causes them hurt because it makes them feel like what they wish they had. God is able to give us an overcoming power, an overcoming spirit in our life that gives us a greater ambition in life than to follow in that path. It is the devil's will to destroy us no matter what he uses. It is the devil's plan to wreck and ruin us no matter what he builds upon. And in life there are many things that happen that can cause us to get bitter, amen, with God and turn away from God. Amen. But there are also in life that sweet presence of God and Spirit of God and dealing of God that can take us into the deep things of God. Amen. The Apostle Paul here, amen, saw things in heaven, had abundance of revelation. Matter of fact, he had so many revelations that God gave him a thorn in the flesh so he wouldn't be exalted above measure. Amen. And yet he writes here, amen, that God reveals unto us the deep things of God through His Spirit. The Holy Ghost power can reveal unto us through the gifts of the Spirit, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, through revelation of His Word. Amen. I know we live in 2016, but I'm fully convinced of the same power of God and the Holy Ghost that has ever been. Amen. God is not restraining His Spirit in this hour. It is only that we will not let God trade that deep for this deep. Are we willing to let God take that deep and give us His deep? Are we willing for God to take our deep hurt and give us His deep healing? Are we willing for God to take our deep disappointments. Amen. Those waters look so calm on the top, but there's a churning way down deep in the heart of an individual that we would never know past the smile, past the, amen, the happiness, past the jolliness. Amen. There it is, way down deep.
God help us tonight. Hallelujah. His deliverance is promised unto us. And He is able. Amen. They sang the song before, and I read it tonight in the song book. It says, 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. Hallelujah. Amen. So likewise, as you can look at a river, amen, and it looks so calm, yet there's an undercurrent way down deep, and you never know that churning. And just like on the surface of a heart of man, there's a smile. Amen, there's a necktie, there's a suit, there's a dress up, there's a job. Amen, there's a new car, there's a new house, there's a family, all of these things are going on. Everything looks perfect to the surface, and yet way down deep there in that heart and that life of that individual, there is such a disappointing thing in their life. Just like that, God can take, amen, the nobody. God can take the one that never seemed to succeed, never seemed to be anything, and begin to raise them up by His Spirit, amen, and take them into the deep things of God. Amen, into the deep things of God. God doesn't qualify you for your revelations by how much money you have, by who your parents was or was not. God doesn't qualify you to be and full of the Holy Ghost, amen, by where you live, amen, or what job you have, or how much education you have. God doesn't qualify those for the gifts of the Spirit by their looks, amen, on by anything of that individual other than their submission and their willingness, amen, to go all the way with God. So I wonder if there's somebody here in this service tonight, amen, that has a longing for the deep things of God, and that longing is greater than the deep things in our heart. That longing for the deep things of God is greater than the longing, amen, to cover the deep things in our heart. Amen. God is able to deliver us, like the song says, and God is able to fill us. Amen. You think about this. The Bible said He would fill us with all the fullness of God. The heavens can't contain God. And yet God's going to fill us with all the fullness of God. Heaven is His throne and earth is His footstool. He inhabits, He's so big, He inhabits all of the future and He inhabits all of the past. Amen. And yet God will fill us to be filled, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, is what Ephesians says. And Ephesians said that ye may be able to comprehend, amen, with all saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, hallelujah, the depth, that we could comprehend with all saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, amen. God is able to reveal it unto us. It doesn't matter if it's a young person, it doesn't matter if it's an older person. Somebody said, well, I've already passed my youth, and I know it's important for us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth, while the evil days come not, amen, nor the days draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 12:1. It's important for us to give our heart to God when we're young, amen, but God doesn't pick and choose because we're young or old. Amen. God says, come unto me, amen, and I will let you comprehend. Amen. Come on now. I'm talking about a mind that can't even do math. God can cause that person to comprehend. Some of the smartest people in this world don't even believe in creation. And some of the dumbest people laying in the nursing home have the greatest faith. They're going to die and go to a celestial city. Hallelujah.
they can comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Hallelujah. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I want to preach to you tonight that God, amen, who sits on the throne in heaven, who puts his feet on the earth, and is so big and so mighty, yet he will dwell in the heart of a man, that he'll dwell in the heart of a girl, that he'll dwell in the heart of a boy, amen, and cause that person to know what is the depth of God, what is the deep things of God. The Holy Ghost can reveal it unto us. The Holy Ghost can take any individual that is willing and fill them with the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Whether it be the gifts of tongues, the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom. Amen. The gift of prophecy, the gift of healing. Amen. The gifts of God, the gift of discernment. Amen. God will fill us with his gifts. And it's not qualified, but anything, somebody that says, I want you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deep. That deep, way down deep. Come on now, I'm talking about way down deep. And I'm talking about deep with God. Out with these 5 minutes. Rehearse prayers. And ain't got enough power of God for nothing. We was talking the other day about how we've prayed about things, and then there have been times we've prayed about things. I'm talking about really praying. Out with this surface. You know, you can learn how to do things. I mean, we don't want to admit it. We know how to come in here and have church. We know how to do it. We know how to sing. We know how to, you know, do our little hum-ho normal, you know, and all that. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say I know how to preach, but that's obvious tonight. But we know how to do it. But God wants to reach past it. You want to help me preach, bud? It's okay. Come on. He can come on. Come on, I know it's disturbing some people. Let's just walk around. It's okay. Come on, hold my hand. Good boy. It's okay. He's got some deep problems tonight. No, you want to say bye, Bella? It's okay. That'd probably embarrass you too. You know, we come into church so many times and, you know, just kind of go through the motions, and our living for God is the same way. We just like go through the motions. Y'all look at me. He's not bothering me at all. If he don't bother you, he's not bothering me at all. We go through the motions in our walk with God. We read our Bible and just, you know, like that. And God the whole time is saying, I want you to go deep. It's okay. It's all right. Come on. You want daddy? It's okay. It's okay. Don't look at them people. They make me want to cry too. I think my plan is not working. There we go. Stand together with me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maybe somebody here tonight, you've got something way down deep. I'm not even saying that I can help you. And I know that God can. Maybe somebody here tonight that you're just so shallow with God. God wants to take us deeper. I'd like for us to do is just gather in these altars for a time of prayer tonight. Take the notes that God helped.